No questions, really. Questions may come up, but they answer themselves, or they tell me not yet. I find it interesting to explore the continuity of awareness, mm-hmm. and to see what takes me away from it, or what prevents me, the awareness. Also to explore what actually awareness actually, what we are talking about. Because awareness is somehow always there, mm-hmm. even if there's no continuity, it's always awareness. So for me, that's the exploration of, to see more clearly whether the meditative or the meditating mind is actually available, present. And that, for me, is, that's actually what I'm watching. And I find that an interesting exploration. And fascinating things come up. And and therefore the awareness, the meditation mind, actually therefore for me, if there are any questions, they are being answered straight away. It's like I don't need to linger on it. The answer is either there, or if it isn't there, then for me also there's a clarity about that cannot be answered intellectually. I just have to wait for it to come. Mm. And so the trust and the patience is to also see whether they are actually, they are available, they are there. Mm-hmm. And so don't need to, basically there's nothing to worry about, really.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Tu ma mei gong shi yin le, tu a tu ya la ma be, ma ya na yung so yin le, sika shin le, da di che ma, sin za biro ya na yin le, apie ma ho, sika ee si zi be da da shi le, si shin na yin le.
Yeah, I da yung kia.
Yeah. Nampak tua bahasa
Melayu. Melayu Melayu tu, Melayu Melayu tu, pihcing Melayu Melayu. Dalam tu, apa yang cecil lu jenama tu?
Yeah.
Tua, oh, sekarang dah orang pihcing tu lebih pihcing Melayu Melayu sih.
Yeah.
Yeah, mana yang faham? Tua cium sah.
Tiada says he agrees that questions are only asked out of curiosity because the mind has a direction about what it would like to understand, but the answers don't have to come right away. Some answers we get and some answers we have to wait for. That's good that you have the clarity that, some answers will just come in their own
time.
Some answers might be too quick, and then we have to check whether they are always true also. Yeah. Nabro ho tu sei wen za ra tadi bai lo lut le bo tadi bai lo piao le bo
yes
tadi
ba lo kaung la le de de ba lo yoe twa le a ri sei wen za ni kaung ma
tu wa tadi go ji yin ne tadi lu yin naw ma tadi ya piao twa re ye lo thin ya da ma khan za a
wo le
tadi ya shi lo shi le da mae ho piao de twa re lo thin ya da bo le a ra wo le sei wen za de bo le
ba la a thu mu sei a thu de sei go sei wen za ni ya bi.
Yes, so your interest in the awareness and how
quality of awareness.
And the quality of the awareness, that's good. So that's the interest in the practice itself. So it's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah. Should I keep it like
here? Like this. Just standing.
Standing.
Yeah.
Okay, this is like nervous. Nice. Okay. Let's see how it goes. I notice my heart is beating faster. And faster.
You are my nervous feeling. You can pass for now and speak later.
No, I want to. So, I know that I have been reporting before about fear and being afraid. So actually, during this retreat, I have been doing like working as a manager, so it's like a different retreat for me. So one part of my job has been taking care of the paperwork of this retreat. So I have been sitting at the computer downstairs in the office. And it seems that there is a spider also living in that area. And I'm afraid of spiders. So there is like this top shelf, like up there. And there he is. Living also, and usually he's like hiding somewhere, but when I'm sitting there like 5 minutes, he comes and he lands with his web, just I see him, and then I'm kind of having this really big reaction to that. So it has been interesting to explore it like almost daily, because what happens is that the mind and mindfulness, it's really kind of awareness is really kind of narrowing to just like there is only that spider and me, and I and me actually is like really getting stronger. So there is like this kind of experience, and it's really like a strong reaction, like all my hair, body hair is kind of rising up, and there's, it's almost like panicking. Mm. And I have been like exploring that every time it happens, and he comes and goes. I actually gave him a name.
What's his name?
So he's Pekka, and Pekka is there.
Pekka.
And it's like, it's really interesting to explore, because I know that there is like, he's a tiny guy, and
it is.
It's actually serious.
You're not Lola.
And I know. In logical, I know that it's not, you know, there is no threat, but actually it doesn't help. So I'm thinking that it must be somehow in my subconscious or somewhere. Because it's like so fast and it's so strong. And I know actually that if Pekka would surprise me, like landing to my face or somewhere, so that I didn't kind of... it could be possible that I would kill him like right away, because there would be the panic.
Yeah.
So... it's also interesting to think about fear as a wider, like in the world, like how much, you know, suffering it causes because of the panicking and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, my heart is still beating. But if Sayado has some kind of advice or view that I could actually explore this next few weeks, if Pekka is still there, yes. I would be happy to hear.
Tu jaw tet sei chang tu shat phu le de shin phya o a khu tu a manager lou ne lo di sakha tacha sakha ne tu twa ma tu u bo tu a ho sai sa da ni lou ni ya la mya ro tu a outra ka yong ga ne ma tu a computer ne a mye a lou lou ni ya de a po a sit a sin sin de khu ma tu a po le na sin de khu ma ping u de ga ni de de ai ping u a mye shi ni de tu a takha le out sin la lai tu jolin ne out sin la lai takha le tel la lai tu ping u jaw tat de
oh
ta chin lo sai ka panic phin ne ai kaung twe tu a mye shi ni lo tu sit kaung mye chi de de lo lo sia lo tu na mae dong pe tha de mye twe ne back ka ne no me pe tha
ka tu le tu sai ko chi le
sai ko chi le tu ti de de tu twe tu jaw tat sai phin ne de ti de de tu sin sa mi de de yau ti ya chi di back ka tu bo
kong
line tu yau ti ya chi ta pin ma de ma so jaw tat sai ka ta a chi ma a ra tu a gu ra di lo ba ni de bo no tu o ti lai tu pyo de ai kaung le thwet la yin ne tu တတိယကျင်းသွားတယ်လေအဲ့ကောင်နဲ့သူနဲ့ပဲကြံတော့တယ်လေဟိုသူငါကြီးအကြီးဖြစ်သွားတော့ဗါဆိုသူနဲ့ငါနဲ့ပြောင်းပြ
ောင်းပြောင်းပြောင်းပြောင်းလာလေ
အဲ့တော့အရှင်ပြတ်သူ့ကိုပါ
အဲ့တော့အဲ့မှာအဓိကကသူ့အာရုံပြောင်းမှာမဟုတ်ဘူးဒီစိတ်ဆိုတဲ့
ဒီ
ကြောက်တဲ့စိတ်ကိုအဓိကထားအာရုံပြောင်းသူ့အာရုံပြောင်းလာနေပုံကိုတတ်တော့အာရုံပြောင်းကြည့်လိုက်တာဆက်ဖြစ်အောင်မှာ
ကြည့် Tiara says the main thing that you need to do here, Tiara says, is not look at Becca. Not look at Becca. He said you're to meditate, he says you have to look at reality. And your reality is the fear that you feel, or just seeing, and so on. But not to think of Becca. Because when you think of Becca, he says, then there's the concept of him and me, and that creates the fear, you know. But if, he said, stick with your experience. And when you're watching the fear, Seattle says, you also need to be able to differentiate between the fear itself and the thoughts that cause the fear. Because the story is the concept, the story feeds the fear. And he says not to feed the story, but to just watch the reality, the sensations, the feelings.
Yeah.
Whether it's an animal, a person, or a situation, Seattle says, when we have an emotion about it, it's important to know how to just look at the emotion and not think of the person, the animal, or the situation. That's the concept fueling the emotion, but to just deal with the emotion directly. He says when we meditate, you know, we want to understand the nature of mind and body. And so he says what we have to observe is the nature of mind and body at work at that time. And and he says when we have successfully been able to observe the mind and matter and the mind calms down, it goes back to balance, he says, then we can look at that concept again. When the mind is balanced, we can look at the concept, because now, when the mind is balanced, it has a different view of the same concept. And that's what we want to notice.
Okay. Thank you.
My question has two parts. It's actually quite hard to explain the first part, but I will try. Mm-hmm. I also have a flu, so it's hard to collect my thoughts together. Since I started practicing many years ago, there has been I have been experiencing my mind in a certain way.
Okay.
And now this is the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
And it often feels as if my mind would be maybe a ball of light.
A ball of light.
Yeah. And I feel the, like my thoughts like rising like from the surface of that ball.
Okay.
Something.
Yes.
And I kind of like see them from really close, and I see them like being born and then disappearing immediately. And when my meditation is like that, it also often happens that I kind of sink into that experience, and all my other five senses stop creating information. I stop seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling.
But that's in sitting meditation.
Yeah, that is sitting meditation. But it's also possible for me to experience that mind like in a crowded place where there is like lots of noise and everything going on. And this is like very, very peaceful state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you pay attention to that state of mind, the five senses fade away, so you don't...
Sometimes during the sitting meditation.
Sometimes,
right. Yeah.
But you said in a crowded place also?
Yeah. I can experience this mind, but then like my other senses don't disappear.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Only that sometimes I sink like very deep into that mind. And my first question is like, what is the meaning of this kind of experience or this kind of mind? And then the second part is that a couple years ago I felt that I had like stopped or my practice had stopped developing, my meditation practice, because every time that I sat down I went into this mode which was really peaceful and, you know, full of bliss and everything, but nothing else really wasn't anymore happening.
Yeah, but you were aware of this state? But you're aware?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the reason why I started like thinking that maybe in fact it can also be a problem was because I started thinking that like maybe I am actually narrowing my experience somehow by going into this kind of state. And maybe this is like part of my mind, which is somehow really important and beneficial in some way, but maybe it's only a really small part of me and things like going on in my body and mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I also was aware that I also was having like problems, like some depression and, you know, all kind of like things going on in my life. And even though I was able to practice meditation in this way, which I considered like a positive thing, it didn't really help to like me in solving those more complicated emotional issues and stuff.
Right.
So now comes the second question.
You need to stop.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think. Yeah. So this is the first part.
Yeah. Let's do part one first. Tu atau tak ni bau belau cabi dah mati. Atau bi sama tak macam tua. Oh belu kanzal le so China cuma no segi ya. Aliyang bolong ni bau no. ตัวอัธรตะเล่นป่าวบ่าวจ๋าบิแล้วไม่ติดอัธรบีสามาเต็มไม่จ๋าตัวอ่ะโอ้บลูคันซาแล้วสรเองไทเน่ฉิมมาเนาะเซจีอ่ะอลิ้นหยองบ่าวลงนี่บ่าวเนาะตัวอัธรบีสามาเต็มไม่จ๋าตัวอ่ะยังยิ่งฉันเนี่ยดาบิแม้ไอ้ฉิมจ๋าไทเน่ฉิมเนาะโหตะชาอายุนี่เมียสินานาเนี่ยกูเสกอ่ะไม่ติดน่ะไม่ติดหรอกบ่าวเนาะดาบิแม้เนี่ยลงแก่นั้นเนี่ยกะตูเสกแท้มาตูซึ้งซ่าละเลยบ่าวเนาะดีเสกอฉิมนี่ดีดาอีเว้ผิดนี่ ဘောเนาะဘာမှတိတ်မထူအောင်နောက်တော့ तू စဉ်းစားတယ်တဲ့စိတ်ကအမျိုးမျိုးရှိတာ तू ဒီစိတ်အပိုင်းလေးတိတ်တိတ်လေးကိုကျင်납ပြီးတော့အမြဲကြည့်နေ तू ကြည့်ရတာ तू မြင်ခွင့်ကတအားကျင်းတယ်ဒါလေးနဲ့ပဲ तू ကျင်းတဲ့စိတ်အကြောင်းတွေမသိဘူးဘောเนาะနောက်တစ်ခုကတဲ့ဒီစိတ်အခြေအနေရနိုင်ရဲ့ဒါနဲ့ဟိုဘဝမှာစိတ်တက်ကြတာဖြစ်တယ်တခြားပြဿနာတွေရှိတယ်အဲ့ပြဿနာတွေကြတော့မရင်ဆိုင်တက်ဘူးမရှင်းမဖြစ်ရှင်းတက်ဘူးတဲ့ဒီစိတ်အခြေအနေထိုင်ခြင်းရနိုင်ပြီမဲ့အဲ့ဒါပထမမိန့်ပုံ
အဲ့ဘာတွေ့ချင်
အဲ့ဒီအတွေ့အကြုံရဲ့အတိတ်တွေကဘာလဲတဲ့
အဲ့ဒါအရေးကြီးပါအမှန်က อันนี้จริงๆนะพวกเราก็รู้ว่าปรมัตติขันธ์ก็คอนเซ็ปต์เนี่ยตัวนี้อยู่ก็อเลี่ยงอโลอภิมานมีตอดแล้วถ้าอย่างอารมณ์คอนเซ็ปต์นี่เวเมก็ออปชั่นเนี่ยไอ้ก็ควบไปตบออกมาเนี่ยไอ้อสเนี่ยก็ควบไปแล้วบาปัญญาไปหาปรมัตติควบไปติถ้าปัญญาไม่พอหรอกเนาะแล้วคุณน่ะเนี่ยนี่ได้อฉีเนี่ยมาสึกอฉีเนี่ยเปล่าเลยอ่ะยาๆสึกแท้ก็ดูยอดเลยยอดเลยครับถูกต้อง
อันนี้ว่าดําเมสึกกูอดิยันกูนี่ไคเนี่ยเฉยมาสึกแท้ก็อ่ะวนมาแล้วสิตอนไฟเซนโดนตัวเต็มทีแล้วมันไม่ว่าแล้วสึกฉินนี่มีอ่ะดิส่วนสึกเนี่ยฟังก์ชันนี่ติอ่ะแล้วกูเสร็จหมดแล้วเออตีอ่ะมีแล้วเล่าไปตัวตีเนี่ยพี่รอญีนาออติสึกก็นึกลงดูไม่กวยดิไม่กวยเออแชทสึกฟังก์ชันนี่แล้วไม่กวยดิแล้วสึกจองดูน้ํามาเลยยะยะเลยยะนี่เนี่ยตีเนี่ยไม่ยะเลยตะแกนไอ้เฉยมาต้งเองยะเลยไม่ต้งกลับเลยไอ้สุรุ่นแล้ Siaru said, you know, what you're experiencing, he said, it's not strange. Many people who have good samadhi experience things like this. The visualization is different, but basically, Siaru says, what you have is an experience of quite heightened samadhi, but then the mind explains the mind's way of understanding its experience is usually conceptual, okay? And when you have an experience of great samadhi or calm, one of the most common ways for the mind to visualize it is to see light, you know, like a nimitta. So the seeing the mind as a bright light, seeing the thoughts as, you know, lights on the edge and burning off and all that. Siaru said all that is very normal, but what you need to know is the difference between the conceptualization that the mind is doing. The mind is seeing a state of mind, and the state of mind itself has a brilliance, but it's not so conceptually, then the mind sees as a bright light, but the reality is a brilliant state of mind. Do you understand? It's a clarity. Okay, so you must be able to see the difference between the reality, which is just a quality, but not a conceptualization, not a visual thing, but a qualitative thing. Do you understand what I mean? Yes?
Maybe.
Okay, and then Siaru says, so now the good thing is that Siaru says the mind is in a state where it can explore more. The mind has great stability and great calm, and there's a great collectedness of the mind. The only thing you lack is information. So Siaru says in that state, so first if you can not get caught up in the visualization. You know the visualization, just know this is a visualization, the bright light or the whatever, those are just visualizations. And then he says, it's normal. Yeah, it's normal in that state also, Siaru says, for all the five senses to fade because you're in a sitting meditation. That's all, because the mind has gone into the mind, okay? So now you're inside the mind, Siaru says, you can actually explore if you can just ignore the visualization. And now you can start to explore. First thing, he said, is to notice the difference. Notice that there is the object, what you're seeing, which is the calm mind or the clear mind and the awareness. So you must be clear about that there is the awareness, okay? And then there are different functions of the mind that are always present. Like there is always feeling. The mind feels. There is always perception. So the mind always,
intention,
right, knows what things are. So that's perception. It's named everything already. That's perception. There is intention, which is like an energy of the mind to do this, to do that. Okay, the energy of the mind that intends to pay attention to this or that. So that's that volitional energy. You can notice that energy in the mind at work. Yeah. So Siaru says, So at the very basic, at least object and awareness, and then to notice the different aspects of mind at work. And then you see the reality, right? You're seeing the reality of what's happening in the mind. You also see the mind that's thinking, which is just not the story and the thoughts, but the thinking. Yes? The thinking. The mind is thinking. And being able to differentiate these functions of the mind, Seattle says, that's when in daily life, when you know, when the mind is depressed or the mind is, you will see how these different functions come together, you know, with perception and feelings and thoughts, they come together to create and conceptualization, you know, they come together to create stories for the mind that the mind believes in or doesn't believe in, but then you have the choice to not get involved because you can see that all these things are working to do this. Yeah.
Okay, there was like lots of things to remember. I'm okay. Glad.
Body sensation and feeling and thoughts.
Yeah. Sarah says, you know, he always talks about knowing the difference between knowing what are body sensations, knowing what are mind feelings, knowing what are thoughts, you know, what the mind is thinking. He wants us to know these things because they create our world for us. And if we know that this is the mind is this is the mind thinking, this is the mind feeling, this is the sensation in the body, this is, you know, if we understand that these are the different functions at work, Seattle says, then we don't identify with them, right? And then we don't believe the story that they tell us about whether we are good or not good or whatever that leads us to depression and stuff like that.
ใส่กูชื่อเนี่ยมาคนน่ะอ่ะเปียวมาแล้วบาดเลยใส่กูชื่อเนี่ยมาใส่กูชื่อเลยใส่กูชื่อเลยตัวแปลว่าใส่กูชื่อแต่เทนน่ะบ่เทนมาเทนมาเปียวแล้วหน้าถอยหน้าถอยแล้ว तू
Sarah says, very often yogis, you know, listen to his teachings about the mind, and then it's very attractive to you know, to want to know the mind and all that. But often we don't know the mind very well. We have a rough idea that this is the mind, and we just look at it, and we think we're looking at it, and then, you know. But if he asks us, like, what do you know about the mind, Seattle says, most people don't really know. They just, oh, I know the mind. But Seattle says, if you really know the mind, and not just know, if you begin to understand the mind, then it's when you begin to understand that there are different qualities and different functions that are all working together in the mind. Each one has their own characteristic, their job description. Each one is doing its own thing and you will start to know, like when you look at the mind, is it the awareness that your mind is knowing? Is it, you know, a function of the mind that you're aware of? You know, are you knowing that there's perception? All of them happen together, but, you know, do we know which parts are working together? So Seattle says, gives an example like thoughts, you know, we think we know our thoughts or we think we're watching our thoughts. But Seattle says often what we see are not what we're seeing is not the thinking mind. What we are seeing is the story that the mind is thinking. So we think that when we see the story that we know our thoughts, but that's very rough because what we are seeing is the concept. recognizing that the mind is thinking is different, and very often we get lost in thought because we are looking at the story and we are not knowing that the mind is thinking. But Sierra says, initially, yes, all we recognize is the concept, the thought, the story, but we let ourselves recognize that, remembering not to get lost in the story, and we do it many times, and we start to get an idea of how the mind is thinking and what it is thinking. The mind is thinking and is thinking a story, and then we begin to be able to tune in to that nature, right? We understand they happen together, but this is one part of it, that is another part of it, and that's when it also becomes clear to us that the mind is presenting something to us, and then sometimes it fades away. Yeah, we start to see it more clearly like that.
Okay, I will ask the second question next time. So I won't take too much time.
Yeah. Says for another example is the awareness or the knowing mind or the mindfulness or whatever we want to call it, observing, whatever. I use every word to refer to the same thing. But Sierra says when he talks about it, Sierra says, how many of us are clear about what he means when he says the awareness? If we ask ourselves, do we know the awareness? We do. But if he asks you to explain it, he says all of us find it difficult to explain it, but we can all experience it. Like, even though, you know, and we can know that there is awareness present, it knows something, and it's not continuously knowing something, you know, it knows something and then it stops, and then you have to put it in again. It has to know again. And then, so he says you can see it in your own experience.
And yeah. That's, I would just like to comment one thing, that what Sayadaw said about, like, about thoughts, then that's exactly what I meant, that, like, I can be aware of, like, stories going on in my head. Yes. That is, like, the basic experience of, yes, like, being aware of my thoughts.
Yes.
But in that state, it's really different, because I'm just, like, seeing thoughts as thoughts, like, kind of, like, without, they don't yet have a content in that, like, phase.
They don't have content.
Yeah, they're more like just like thoughts being born.
Yes, yes.
Not yet like...
Yes.
Like grown-up thoughts or
yes,
something.
Yes, 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 yes.
So it's different.
ไทเน่เฉยมาไทเน่เฉยมาตัวอตวยอตวยมันติเลยแต่แม้ตัวหูบ่ว่ามาจ้ะตัวไม่ต้องดอกหูไอ้เฉยเนี่ยตัวอตวยอตวยมันติเลยเนาะไอ้เฉยใจไทเน่เฉยมาไทเน่เฉยมาไอ้เฉยมาตัวอตวยอตวยมันติเลยเนาะไอ้เฉยใจไทเน่เฉยมาไทเน่เฉยมาตัวอตวยอตวยมันติเลยเนาะไอ้เฉยใจไทเน่เฉยมาไทเน่เฉยมาไอ้เฉยมาคู่คู่คอว่าอะไรวะเนี่ยเนี่ยอ้าท่องเลยแต่เจ้าหูเราบอกว่าเทมมาจ้ะต้องรู้ยาเลยสัวอาชิมาต้องรู้ยาอาชิต้องร
it's clearly there's enough samadhi. There will be wisdom also, because so you know the sati is good, samadhi is good, the panya is good. So the experience is clear. You see thoughts as thoughts, but how do you transfer this wisdom into daily life? You have thoughts at home, at you know when you know things that you know make us happy or upset. Do we remember then what we knew then in the sitting? Do we apply this information? Do we practice continuously so that in those moments that knowledge can be as relevant and help us to understand happiness or sadness for what it is, that they are just thoughts, you know? Yeah.
So
we
have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So he says, what we get in sitting, Seattle says, the things that we understand in sitting are not transferable immediately. he says what in sitting feels very like strong understanding when we are in an interactive situation or at home and living our life, he said that understanding can be very weak and not have the same impact or ability. So, but to bring that ability into our lives, Seattle says we have to practice in daily life. We have to practice every day. We have to practice consistently so that those understandings start to become real in our daily lives. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. The second question, Mamiro. You can ask your second question.
Not the cup.
Oh, he said next time. Okay. He said he finds your question very interesting because it's clear that samadhi is not enough. We can get samadhi in a sitting and it doesn't help us in real life. There's wisdom in the sitting. It's also not strong enough to help us in real life. So we have to bring that practice into our daily lives. The sitting practice is not enough. We have to bring the sitting into our daily work. Yeah, so it becomes clear that sitting practice alone is not always not sufficient. It's not so.
Okay.
Yeah, well... Momentum is quite good and experiences just flow through the awareness and no problems, no questions really.
The D says sunny there go. Experience the D you pia tandu arab e shi there. Bama do keke.
Okay.
So is the awareness, do you still have to try to be aware or is the awareness just there?
Sometimes I remind it a little bit, especially when I get a little bit sleepy, and then maybe a little.
Okay.
Thank you.
Today I had some thoughts. The mind was thinking some things that may be a little bit. Called aversive, and it was really interesting because I tried to be aware of the feeling, and many times the mind started to produce a different way of escaping.
Escaping so you wouldn't have to look at the aversion.
Yeah, exactly. So at one point I got lost and then I noticed I was more or less on my way to my room. There were a few different situations that was playing out that created this aversion. And so I started to notice that they were that they came back again and again. And I just tried to be with the body and the feeling. Yeah, nothing much to say really about this. This I just try to work with this.
Tu di ne.
Atu.
Chi ne to khu jaung tu khana khana dao mien nai tu do da phit de re. Di do da sik ko shu bo chu sa. Sik ka tai thu sa ne re. Do da sik ko ma shu jin no. Chaung ya to khu khu sha bro shao pye ne yo re. Eh tu te chein ma re tu shu ne ro chin na to ya tu khan ba ko la shao bi pya ni bi re tu ba lo lo yau la ma ma ti eh lo mi eh ra ပြောမယ်ဆိုရင်ဘာမှတော့တိတ်ထူးထူးထူးရရှောက်ဆရာမရှိဘူးဒါနဲ့သူအခုလှုပ်လှုပ်နေတယ်အ
ဲ့တော့ခုနကဒေါ်လာကိုအရင်ဆုံးအတိတ်ထူးပြောင်းလိုက်ရတယ်သူ့ကိုသဘောတရားတစ်ခုအနေနဲ့စဉ်းစားပြီးတော့သူ့တိတ်ချင်စိတ်လေးမျိုးလဲ
Sierra says aversion is not a nice feeling. So yes, the mind will keep trying to escape it. He says you have, like, you need to sort of like tell your mind that aversion is nature. Remind yourself that it's just nature. Everybody experiences it. And you want to understand this nature. How does it work? Because when you understand it, you can unravel it. So with that interest, then you have to, then the mind will be willing to stay with it to see what it does.
Yeah.
And aversion is... And aversion is such an obvious object, Sierra says, that it's not difficult to keep our attention on it. If once, Sierra says, we can like willingly stay with aversion and we actually experience aversion decreasing as we watch it, Sierra says, we will never feel so afraid to watch aversion anymore because we'll know that if we know how to just be with it, that, you know, we can watch it down, sort of thing. Yes. Because once you have seen it, you know there is this way out. You know how to do it. You know that what to do. So then you can, you have more confidence to face it.
So use these three questions or variations.
Sierra says you can use the questions if it helps you too much. Yeah, but first, Sierra says, is to be able to watch it and stay with it. So if you can just, he would recommend rather that you stay with it first, watch it continuously, and then when it's less, ask the questions. Don't ask the questions first. He says when we are beginning to struggle with it is not the time to ask the questions. It is when we've got a handle on it that we can ask the questions. So to stay with it, being able to stay with it continuously, then we can ask.
I have a question. I've written it down. To a question, and I think I will find.
When awareness becomes natural, the town said, "Chao ma thu da sao su lo." Also, Robert Yutara sao thu. Yes.
So you write about the five spiritual faculties: awareness,
stability of mind,
stability of mind, steadiness,
yes,
right effort,
yes.
Probably you will just be better to do you better you mention them that I try to read it.
Yes.
So the five faculties, and you sort of you underscore that it is important that they are in balance.
Yes.
So
the question comes from practice earlier, but also actually here when I'm sitting in meditation and experiencing rapture, piti, a lot of energy seems to be gathered together and out of balance actually. And it doesn't...
Yes.
Out of balance.
Piti, so energy miyani, out of balance piti to abhi bo.
And it actually feels out of balance. A lot of energy building up. And
balance
machine.
Oh, okay. And
yes.
So
I've experienced with sort of, well, out of actually not of theory, but out of actually a bodily longing for being in balance, to do some walking meditation, and then I've tried to combine it with that same time metta, loving kindness, which would actually raise the energy. So then I tried walking meditation and sort of with awareness of the lower part of the body, mm-hmm. which actually seemed to be something, at least at that time, would bring balance. So the question is actually, do we have an answer to this? Is there an antidote to too much energy, or maybe to the other four faculties too?
So the things we experience, right, like too much energy or PT, Sierra calls them objects because that's what we are knowing, yes? And Sierra says, so Sierra doesn't teach us how to fix our experience. He doesn't give us antidotes, not like that. He doesn't want his antidote to work for you. He wants you to find the ability in the mind, the wisdom in the mind that understands what to do. And to find that, to grow that wisdom, Seattle says, you have to come back to the knowing. You have an experience like PT or too much energy. You have to come back to the knowing. Is the mind still knowing? And you remain knowing. And Seattle says, the knowing sees what is happening, not just now, but it sees it for a length of time, right? You will continue to know what happens when you try to do this, what happens when you try to do that, what happens, and then the mind learns its own lessons. So the wisdom comes because of the awareness and what it sees is being done.
So experiences, maybe in many, many different experiences is what I understood.
Yes, the experiences can be many different experiences. Siyadra says, as we mature in our practice, we must learn to come back to recognize the awareness and the work the awareness is doing. Don't stay with the experience. Don't look at the experience and think about what to do with the experience or how the experience should be. Come back to knowing that awareness is present and notice what awareness is doing. Yeah?
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, for me, things are going well. And I have in mind that my time here is really like a workout or something for being back home. So I go back and forth between calm situations or closing my eyes, for example, and then going into situations with a lot of distractions, sort of go back and forth. And it's just all really interesting and fun most of the time. So the only thing is once in a while there is this little question coming up, am I doing the right thing and am I doing enough? Because it's still for me unfamiliar not to be
striving
so much. Yeah, it's right. It's really very easy going.
Yeah. pyaw re re athawa ra tu sait ka တခုပဲမကြခဏနည်းနည်းလေးမင်းကိုရှိတယ်သူလောက်တာမှန်လားနောက်ပြီးတော့သူလောက်တာလောက်လာတယ်ဘာလို့ဆိုတော့သူစိတ်ကရက်သူစိတ်ရဲ့အချင်းကအယမ်းလောက်တဲ့အချင်းအခုကအေးစစ်စစ်ဖြစ်နေတော့သူအယမ်းပေါ်ပါနေတယ်ဒါတခုပဲ
မှန်လားဆိုတော့မှန်တဲ့ result ကိုသိရလောက်တာမှန်ရင်ဘယ်လို result တွေလာတယ်သူစိတ်ချင်းတွေဘယ်လိုရှိတယ်ဆိုတာဒါသိရမယ်အဲ့တော့ပျော်လာမယ်လောလောလောရှိလာမယ
်
စိတ်ဝင်စားလာပျော်တယ
် yes
စိတ်ဝင်စားတယ
် yes
ပေါ်ပေါ်ပါပါရှိတယ်လမ်းလမ်းဆန်းဆန်းရှိတယ်ဒါလို့မှန်တယ်ဒါဓာတ်ရရှိတယ်အထုတ်ချင်းစိတ်ရှိနေတယ်ဆိုဒါဓာတ်ရရှိတယ်ဆိုရင်တော့မှန်တယ်မှန
်
လောက်လားဆိုတော့ alignment မရမှချင်းမလောက်
ဘူး Services if we want an answer to whether we are practicing right we need to know the what the results of right practice are so that we can gauge for ourselves when there is right practice Sierra says the mind feels light it feels free it feels relaxed it feels like it's having fun and it finds it interesting. Sierra says, so long as we remain interested... So long as we remain interested in exploring the Dhamma and practicing the Dhamma, then we must be practicing right in some way. Yes? And as to whether we are practicing enough, Sierra says, until we reach enlightenment, we probably will never have practiced enough yet. Yes. But we just need to practice right.
Never mind.
Yeah. Sierra says we can have lots of right practice, but probably never enough practice. So that... because we haven't got to the end of the road, but it's okay if the practice is right.
Thank you. So... Two days ago on previous meeting, there was, up to that point, there was a lot of sleepiness, but there was not much of agitation or aversion coming up, and that kind of felt strange. But like yesterday, it started coming up, and I mean, I was expecting that to surface sooner or later, so that wasn't surprising, though it was quite intense and lasted for like half a day or so, until it kind of passed away, and it like felt like it was in a certain way it was resolved. So I was eager to go to sleep and see how the deep mind would what it has to say on that situation, because quite often like conflicts or like certain tensions tend to resurface during the sleep, and then when the mind becomes awake, there is certain knowledge that's coming from the sleep. So I went to sleep, but apparently, but I couldn't sleep at all. It's like even though on the surface the tension from the day seemed resolved, the mind was really agitated, and like all the dosa that was manageable while sitting on a cushion became like really intense when not being able to fall to sleep, like any thought that, I mean, I was like passing blame to different things that I cannot sleep. Obviously it wasn't that, because I don't have like trouble sleeping usually. And it was like each time it was like pushing me into different narratives that drove me away from the dosa itself. Like the narrative would intensify the anger, but at the same time would take me away from observing it. And a lot of that felt like being... there was a sense of despair of really trying to get sleep before the next day. So like feeling like one cannot sleep, one is like feeling, I felt like I would do a lot just to fall asleep. And then like this kind of despair, like on the automatic response send me into like, well, maybe think some happy thoughts that would like put you to sleep, because that's what kind of puts mind at ease. But it felt gross and was like, because there was already mindfulness present to that situation, it didn't felt like going into the opposite narrative would help the situation. It felt more like a reflex that was totally blind. So I kind of just stayed for like 5 or more hours just observing things as they happened, and thought like the next day probably I'm gonna be dead, like I won't be able to practice and so on. And after breakfast, obviously I went to sleep, and then I assumed like after the next sitting I will go to sleep again, but then like sleepiness disappeared pretty much, even though I went to try to sleep after the lunch. It was not really sleep, it was just being mindful in a like relaxed mode.
Tu pertama ni mah engai ni deh radio foto ni tu shop broli. Ai ni tu nene an ore deh pertama ni di sekarang we ne engai dah tu tapi bro engai dia tu na masih ure tu na macai dah masih ure. Tapi duit yang ni jarak labi deh macai dah sedih pola deh. Labi
masih tengok.
Yeah, ero, dale, tu pih meh habe, tu aku mualin tapi dah ho di seka di dua awak sih mape lama pes ro, ero tu dale mape pion ro, ero, ni tu walau kalau di ngai dah ira ne cina ra ne, nampro tetawa dulu be, ni aja ro, ero tu ekani mape tu senja rebono, tu pompa suai negin jangan pih teh hari ya, ni aja interview tu mi. Win-win lah, eh tu emetnya maru baru. Nampak ni, nampak ni mana noy, emetnya ha ni tu tengah zalu, julu ya, eh. Tapi ehnya, lu maya ura. Tu ni gaya ho, nenek papa engai tau, tenai net, papa macam nate doa dalau katu tenai lu ya lah. Nyacar lo mabioro lu masih ka macam nana ura. Dalam tu mienya, tu aku kerana soal elu ada lu, elor tu sekarang doa pita aje, mah doa pilu, oh tu elu mian le jauh ni lay shan ni dah, elor degan mahus lah tu ti le, oh hulu jauh lah, DPC jauh lah, dalam tu ti le diharo mahus doa pilu tu aku jauh shan ni dah sura le ti le, nampak apa pilu sura le di sekarang doa tete mesuai lu le, tu apa lu le sura, pon ni cera ni le. Wen papa awal eh, pengin cek ni dah dah umur sunai lepik deh. Eri hal ni benda balon lah. Yang anai laut tu mah enai urat. Dah dah ubeh piang piang subo jozan ni lah. Sunai pola ni, tengah lom pih tua ni. Tu sikit macam ni lah. Anau ni lah tevi deh. Sura tu lekalai deh. Ero tu ayam zon sapi lah tua elai deh. Tua elai deh no lah. Ero tu tanya lah asin bi deh. Jadi tu sejak malam kan tarik bono, di laut ayam mawa tu ni lelai tak ayam lo tu senja tarik. Jadi dekai laut awi deh ayam cima. Oh tu nampu jadi tu ni zon satu tu. Tengok juga. Tengok juga.
Ya tengok ni, macam ayam cima. Ya cai lo le ayam cima. Ayam cima. Ayam tu tambah cili ya, mian le.
Ya, ya. Ero tu ni le jadi tu ayam pojosa lo dekai.
Macam
ayam pido. Macam ayam pido. Ayam clever over the detail ni like deh. Yeah, that's fine. Just carry on like that. Siara says, you know how the mind is so strange? It thinks it should not sleep in sitting, so it tries not to sleep. And then it thinks that it should sleep when it's lying in bed at night, so then it feels upset if it doesn't. But, you know, we could just sleep in the sitting and stay awake at night in bed. Why does it have to be a certain way? Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Nothing big is happening, I would say.
That's good.
Actually, it's on the surface level, really. Yeah,
Any struggle, he said?
Kind of doubts. You know?
Doubt.
Because I was actually 2 days ago, I was reporting that I rather more focus on effort rather than awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Because and I was working with the right effort and right amount of effort, but it's kind of blur, you know. I can't describe it, you know. It's
worry about bobe to choose our
well, I think no need it. I'll take some chong just sign in and take them out.
Yeah, if we are
Mama, three times you see that time like Luma to
Puma Shoma. Mazia, she, Mabazi,
Puna Shoma, Lu, Chini, our genie, like Jovido, I look,
yeah,
can't hide it, but as you pass my look at all.
When sometimes here is when we are too concerned with making right effort. Yeah, when we're too concerned with getting it right, Seattle says, we don't do anything wholeheartedly. We don't throw ourselves into it because we're so afraid of making a mistake. But we end up not really doing anything at all, you know, effectively. So sometimes, mostly Seattle would say, he said, just throw yourself into it and just watch what's happening. If you go wrong, then we learn from it and we pull ourselves out. Yes, if it's too much, we learn to relax. If it's too little, we learn to speed, you push it up. But we need to do something wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
Not be afraid of the consequences because it's a learning process anyway. Yeah, because if we are afraid of making mistakes, Seattle says, well, that's an unwholesome thing too. It's holding us back.
Mm.
It's also in the way. So, yeah.
You know what, Juliet? I don't know what you do. Show kind of.
Yeah.
Oh. Man, don't say that you look like you usually look like.
Yeah.
His instruction
to relax is really because of the many, many legions of yogis who try too hard, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, that's kind of past, you know? He's gone past a whole army of yogis who've come with trying too hard, and now they've all learned to relax. So although he still gives the same instruction, you know, right now, we're not in that boat anymore where we were trying so hard that we were giving ourselves headaches or trauma or whatever. Now we can just, you know, we are already relaxed enough. We can throw ourselves into it and make some mistakes and still learn. Okay. That's okay. he says, looks like next day he has to give all of the yogis a kick now. He says, go, go, go. He has to kick us up, wake us up, he said.
No, but I think.
He says, just do it. He said, just throw yourself into it. Don't worry.
I noticed that a few years ago, I was dealing with anger and hatred and things like this pretty strong. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was very meaningful to work with it, to use it as an object. It helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Ashiro.
And now when I'm able to cope with it, I'm not saying that I'm not angry anymore, right? Sometimes I get angry, yeah, but it's different. Yeah,
yes.
If I compare it now, comparing a few years ago, or let's say 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
But it seems like I kind of lose a motivation for practicing because there is you know that there was
there's
anger
no
before
no,
you know
no
I
suffering.
Was yeah because of suffering and because also I wanted to understand why in the group of many people nobody else care, and I bother very much, you know.
Yeah.
Why is that? Yeah. Yes. So I wanted to understand, and the meditation helped me to solve it, to see it, right? Yeah. And so this reason, it seems, it kind of or solved or disappeared, yes. Kind of, yeah. Yes. And if I am to deal with desire or with ignorance, it's just, I don't know why, you know, I, you know what I mean?
There's no motivation.
Yeah, there is no motivation to move with it, yeah. Why to solve it if it's so pleasurable, you know?
Dodao nale bua tua motivation chi de. Nale dwa bi so loba ne moha o nale bo motivation ma chi u.
Actually the desire is kind of tangible for me. I can feel it and I can see
the way it works.
How to say that it's not actually as pleasant as I thought, right? But the ignorance, uh-huh. You know, if I just, I mentioned I often go to daydream state of mind. Yeah?
Yes.
So, and there is kind of attitude, so who cares? It doesn't matter, you know, I can stay in such a state for hours. Who cares, you know? It's not a problem. Why? Yeah.
Yes. Tu loba go mien ne re loba de kya da ko tin de law pleasant ma phit pu re da ba naw sait de khu a ba phit le re ho thai ne ma ma le chai ni chin ni po re ba ma tai chi ma thu pyatana mho bo
so loba go sin yai de lo ma mien bo tu a
yes although
ama no loba le sin yai da ba da ma tu a loba ne ti chan ne ma tui de lo
yeah hote
loba ti chan ja ma tui de lo phit tan phit tan ne ti la ma loba phit tan phit tan ne ti ma ti chan ja te ko ko ti la ma so yin loba le pe man na
yes so greed Sarah says yes initially greed doesn't feel as unpleasant as aversion not right away but that's only because we haven't really seen greed
sorry that's because
we haven't really seen greed we haven't really seen it at work Yeah, we haven't really seen how greed operates because greed doesn't operate on its own. Greed operates through the consequence of its not being fulfilled, you know. So, and he says, we don't also recognize that all the agitation in our minds, like the very source of them, is always greed and delusion. It's, you know, in the dependent origination. Moha jang da ba mai tania ra ma ni chin na loba era shin pya pyo bu le that independent origination although delusion is the cause of greed delusion is the cause of clinging but as mental qualities in power, delusion is in the has all greed has almost the same. Or you would say greed has the same power as delusion, and the reason is because Siddhartha said, if we think of samsara, which is being caught in the web of. Of delusion, right? It's so although delusion puts us in that web, it's tanha, it's craving or greed that makes us want to stay in the web. You know, greed makes us want to stay there. Or delusion merely makes us, creates that illusion for us, but it doesn't make us stay there. Greed makes us want to stay in that web. So, the, you know, greed is almost as powerful as delusion in that sense, because if we didn't have greed, once the delusion is gone, you know, we could just leave, but greed makes us not even want to leave.
Not the cool issue, yeah, hold on. I don't let the Buddha take the cool. I say no line, yeah.
The Buddha said that there are 31 planes of existence, and every single mind and being in the 31 planes of existence are existing and running after one mind, and that is greed. They just want fulfillment of that one mind.
That's because
we don't really understand the harm that greed ultimately reeks, wrecks, creates. Because the flavor of greed, generally, because greed makes us like things, the flavor of greed, it pretends to be pleasant. Yeah, so it makes us stay with things that we like. It makes us feel pleasant. So it's hard for us to see the fault in greed.
Sierra
said that, you know, we cannot understand delusion until we understand wisdom. Because in the presence of wisdom, then we can kind of, in contrast, we can see the fault in delusion. When we see how wisdom makes things, sees things in balance or perspective, we can see how warped delusion is, right? And then how harmful delusion is. In the same way, Sierra says, it's hard to see the harmfulness of greed until we experience non-greed, right? The opposite of greed is non-greed, not aversion, it's non-greed. And when we have states of non-greed and we have the wisdom to see it and understand it, we can see how non-greed is more, you know, is more beneficial and how greed is harmful.
Practice my account of motivation.
Yeah, Peter. So Sierra says the strongest motivation for practice is understanding the benefit of practice. When we understand that practicing, no matter how boring being in the present moment may seem, that there is, it brings, because it's a cultivation, right? So every moment that you're cultivating now is going to give an effect in the future. And when we understand that, but not even in the future, that in the moment, you know, the benefits it brings. So Sierra says, to do practice whether we want to practice or not. And as we practice, we notice the state of our minds change as we practice. How does the mind state? How does it change as we practice continuously? And then we'll see the immediate benefit of practicing in the present moment. Yeah, so that we see for ourselves in the present moment, when we are mindful, what is the effect? When we are not mindful, what is the effect? And that will, like, you know, make the mind more willing. Sierra says, if you don't practice, Sierra says, practicing is oh, practicing is such a lot of work. He's like, you know, too much work. Stop practicing. He says, can you do that? That's also hard to give up, right? Like, totally. Throw it away.
Then I would again experience the anger and things like
this. Yeah.
Then I would,
I
would have a reason again.
Sorry, what?
The love scene.
He says, see, he said, it's so clear to you. He says, it's so clear to you. Yes.
Still going back to zero, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so we do need to keep practicing. And he says, ideally, right? In a perfect scenario, Seattle says, our practice should constantly be giving us new insights, because the insights give us the faith that practice works and keeps us wanting to practice. When we know that when we don't practice, what the result is going to be, then we can't not practice. We have to keep practicing. We can't help it.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
What did he say? Also interesting.
Yes,
sorry. I understood Czech, so
yes.
There will be something more general, not just me, but something about the Czechs, right?
Yeah.
Just checking, checking.
Just
checking.
So the mind or awareness, I hope, is collecting data right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe awareness effectively 30 minutes a day.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, it's a kind of... accurate guess, I think.
See,
which is it's not bad.
Yeah, sika data collection loaded there to nine the loud. It's at the deep below. Sasa tamo the deep chain name below she was at the nego minute 30 loud to get the deep she there.
Oh. Okay.
La like to like.
Few seconds here, maybe 1 minute there. And so on.
Humata mini humata second but alum you la like to like the
I'm just thinking about one thing that came up. It seems like when I'm going on retreat that the defilements get a little bit on diet, like on starvation. Yeah. And especially loba maybe. And I found some pattern during previous retreats and this retreat also, that it feels like loba is taking a chance at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of, after a few days, I'm getting very strong, wild dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Where loba is king.
King!
In its kingdom. And yes, it can do whatever it wants to.
Right.
And I wake up and I can feel some effect of it.
Mm.
And so I'm quite sure what's happening in the night,
yeah,
which is the cause, is giving some effect when I wake up.
Yeah.
And it might color my day in some way, which I'm quite sure of.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, so if I'm sleeping 8 hours a night,
yeah,
and I'm aware half an hour
a day,
it feels like it's a losing battle in one way.
Yeah.
And in another way, if I look back in my years of practice, I can see some improvement. But how I guess some question that is coming up from this is that, are we creating sankharas in the nighttime, and are we should we be aware at nighttime
Would that be the best as well, to practice awareness with some kind of lucid dreaming or whatever, you know, because this is my feeling anyway, and this is okay. My thoughts about this.
Okay.
So to be aware at night as well in the dream, would that be a good thing because of what I have been noticing?
Okay. Tuabiyo, sa kang winai ne loba wo kana asa majui tha de lo be ne. Ero ba phit la so in tu aku 3 5 sa kang tu dri tha mi de. Sa kang win mi so in 3 5 ye so in ne nya chai nya ma loba win bro lo bi aimet de ya ho ma lo be party lo de lo.
တ
ော့အိမ်မက်ထဲကြမှာတော်တော်လို့ရတယ်။တောင်းကြအဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်မနေ့ဆိုရင် effect တွေကျန်နေတခါတလေပြီးရင်ဟိုနေ့ကင်းမှလည်းနည်းနည်းဟို
ဘူးဝင်လာ
ခံစားရတာပေါ့နော်ဒုက္ခအဲ့တော့သူပြောတယ်သူတတိထားတာ effectively minute 30ရှိတယ်လို့သူခံစားရတယ်။ညကျရင်7နာရီလောက်အိပ်တယ်ဆိုရင်7နာရီလောက်အိမ်မက်မက်နေတယ်ဆိုရင်နဲ့ဘလို့လို့နိုင်မှာလဲတဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့သူစခန်းနေပြန်စဉ်းစားရင်လည်းတကယ်တော့စိတ်ကတဖြည်းဖြည်းတော့ပိုကောင်းလာတယ်เนาะ improvement ဖြစ်လာတယ
်တနည်းပြည့်30မှာကပါဦးတနည်းလို့စုလိုက်မနေပါဘူ
းမနေပါပြီးတော့ तू ကဟိုညချရင်နဲ့ဟိုဟာဘယ်လိုခေါ့မလဲဒီအိမ်မက်တွေဖြစ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာတတိရှိရင်ပိုကောင်းလာတယ်တတိရှိအောင်အိမ်မက်မဲ့ရမလားတဲ့
ဒါလုံးလို့မရဘူးလုံးလို့မရဘူးသူအချိန်နဲ့သူသွားမှာအဲ့ဘယ်နှစ်ပိုင်းအချိန်ရထားရင် तू အထဲကသူ့ကဟိုမှန်သွားလိမ့်မယ
် Yeah Sarah says don't underestimate how much mindfulness you are gathering during the day. If we are consistently making an effort, you know, there could be much more mindfulness than you give yourself credit for. and he says, as far as lucid dreaming is concerned, he said there's no need to try to force yourself to be mindful when you're awake or have an intention to be mindful when you're awake and all. What you do need to do is be mindful all day long. Then when there is momentum and continuity, then you will find that mindfulness kind of wakes up in your dreams and works as well.
အဲ့အကျိုးပေးအမ်အချိန်မရသေးဘူးအလုပ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာတော့တနင်္ဂနွေလုပ်နေတော့ထွက်ခွင့်မရဘူးဒါပေမဲ့ညမကြိုင်တော့လာ
။ Oh
။ဟောလုပ်နေတဲ့အချိန်သူလာလို့မရဘူ
း။
ဒါပေမဲ့တော့အထက်မှာ unconscious လေးတကောင်းအ
ားရှိနေတယ်။ Yeah ရှိနေ
။ Oh ။ unconscious ကလည်းကောင်းအဲ့တဲ့အချိန်မှာ तू ကထွက်လာလို့ရ
။ Oh အဲ့လိုမျိုးရှိတာပေါ့နော
်
။ဆရာတ
ို့ဆက်ကအကောင်းလာလို့ तू အကျိုးပေးဒီအကောင်းလာတဲ့အခါမျိုးကြတယ်မှာ तू ကအိမ်မက်တွေကဒုက္ခမပေးတော့
။ Yeah ။
ဆရာတို့သူစိတ်တွေအဲ့တရားအထုတ်တာအိမ်မက်မက်ပဲ
။ Yeah
။ကုလူစိတ်တွေအိမ်မက်မက်ပဲအဲ့လိုဖြစ်လာ။
Yeah Sarah says, you know, there are two things at play in reference to dreams when we, two things at play during the day that affect our dreams. So one is, Sarah says, like as we practice mindfulness or practicing the Dharma, we cultivate wholesome minds of all kinds. Sarah says that as a result of cultivating wholesome minds, that the unwholesome mind slowly start to lose power in the mind, and as a result of that, he said the dreams at night will be less wild, you know, they will be more wholesome because of the effect of having more wholesome in the daytime. But there is can be a parallel different thing happening, Sarah says, which is that as we try to cultivate wholesome minds, initially the unwholesome minds aren't getting less. Very subtle ones are still there, but because they are subtle and the wholesome minds are gaining momentum, they are suppressed. They don't have a chance. They are suppressed. And because they are subconscious, they're not necessarily weak. So they are subtle, but they can be strong because they are subconscious. So those kind of unwholesome minds, he says, then because they don't have a chance to come up during the day because they're suppressed, those tend to pop up at night and come alive because now they're free, they're not under the watchful eye of mindfulness. And he says, and in the, you know, it's like a tug of war between the two. And he says when the first one gains momentum, where the unwholesome starts to actually lose its power, that's when the kind of dreams we have at night start to change. And so in daily life, Siado says, you know, when we feed greed, in all the little ways we feed greed, at a subconscious level, all that is still quite strong. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sarah says, you know, you mentioned that you have had experiences of awareness coming into your dreams. That shows that there's a lot of mindfulness in the daytime. That's why it can come in subconsciously in the dreams. There's momentum. And Sarah says, you know, when we begin to see what's happening in the dreams that vividly and clearly, actually, he says, we've actually come to stage two. Now we're aware of what's happening in the mind when we dream. Before that, Sarah says, there are many times we dream and we're not even aware of all the things that the mind dreams. So, he says, step up.
Okay, so I didn't want to report about dream, but tonight I have very wild dream about alien. About alien.
Interesting.
They attacked. They attacked sheep. Sheeps. And I rescue in this dream. I rescue my friends, and it was very wild. This alien. Was did sitting you? Here and at the night I woke up. If I did this one,
no la, alien,
and it was something like dicobras. It seems like dicobras. Yeah.
The snake. Cobra?
No, dicobras. It's the
dicobra. What dicobra?
Dicobras. It doesn't matter. Yeah, something like the alien.
Predator.
And. And this needless, this
porcupine.
Yeah. So this alien seems like this.
Alien a porcupine.
Yeah. But this mood I woke up today morning was something like I was a little bit in this dream like hero, you know, because I rescued some friends in front of this alien. And it was very interesting meditation for me. And my feeling is, everybody I hope knows that you are. If constipation stops, stop constipation, and we have relief. So this feeling was in meditation because the panic starts again, very very deep and very like a bomb. And I use Sayado's recommendation, and I watch it. My mind, when watching mind was split on two parts. One was watching this panic, and can watch even the relationship between mind and body, because body has doing these things. And another mind was hearing this this highway track.
Hearing the sound.
Mm. Yeah, hearing the sound. And in this stage of mind, I can stay the whole meditation, the whole hour or 45 minutes, in watching this panic. And then starts again the old pattern to be mindful the whole day. Because before, I try to be mindful. And then, since that moment, it jumps again in the old boat of mindfulness. So, yeah.
Sarah wants to know, when you get these panic attacks, do they only come in your sitting meditation or on retreats, or do they also happen while you are moving around or at home?
No. Not at home.
Not at home.
And
not when you're walking around.
No.
Only when you sit meditation happens.
Yes, yeah. And I can watch really something like dukkha. It has no object, but it was dukkha itself. Dukkha as is, as it is.
Yeah, if it's creating panic, then the mind is not getting insight. It's not gaining wisdom.
Yeah.
It's panic is in the family of aversion. It's in dosa.
If I'm also there.
Yeah, so the mind is not understanding, so it's getting panic. So don't take it as dukkha. Your mind is understanding something in the wrong way. That's why it has panic. So don't follow that line of thinking. Do not take what you're seeing as dukkha. Yeah, if you really realize dukkha, the mind feels free. Yeah. Because it's an insight. There will never be panic or aversion or fear. It will be free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be an understanding if it was
you
real.
I don't know how to say it. I don't believe this panic. I was watching the watching mind, and the watching mind was quiet.
Yeah.
They didn't react.
At least that's there. So that's good. Sierra said. So at least you have a handle on the watching mind. So that's good. It works for you. So Sierra wants you to know that, you know, whenever we understand something about a reality, it is always an understanding. It's never a sense, it's never a feeling like you are watching something. It's always a realization. You cannot watch something like that as an object. Yes, it's an understanding that things are dukkha, but it's not that you watch dukkha. So there is, you cannot watch understanding as an object, not like that.
Okay.
Thank you. So generally there's interest in what's happening, and the objects are quite changeable. So just to describe something that was happened when I lay down after lunch, just lay down. I noticed this quite familiar reaction to sound. There was outside the window was there were the big stones. They're moving the stones by throwing them, and some talking. So I thought about shutting the window so I could have my nap, and decided not to, but just to watch. And I think it's when the mind is in a very sensitive place, because I had another migraine this morning. I took drugs, but I didn't notice, I wasn't seeing obvious signs of aversion. But what happens when the mind feels very sensitive is that sounds land like a big splash in the mind, or a detonation. So even the quite small sound has magnified. Quite a big impact in the mind.
Yeah.
And so I just got interested in that. It's very familiar, but I don't think that I've taken it in quite that way before, taken as an object before. So I was just in a way noticing, just being with the knowing as I could. So, and then the sound would come and I'd notice the splash in the mind, and then just resting back with the awareness in quite an open mind. I was lying down, so the body was quite relaxed.
Yeah.
And just noticing this splashing become much quieter, much less. And that was interesting, just seeing, just the mindfulness felt like it was growing.
Mm.
And the splashing and the detonation was getting much less.
Yes.
Until I dropped off to sleep, and then I think Yidka came into, she came into the room.
Yeah,
and there were other sounds, but after I dropped off to sleep, then it was back again. It's like it feels like it's happening in the mind, but it's like a shock, a sort of shock,
yeah.
Shock waves in the system.
Mm.
The sound.
Tu ete ka tu drita mi ra bo chi ra bo drita chi ra tu manak ka tu migraine phit do ni le za sa pi ro hle me lo lo de a chin ma tu ro bdin pauk ka ai ရေကန်ကိုမူထားတော့သူတို့အခုရေကန်နဲ့ကိုလေသူတို့ကြောက်တုံးနဲ့ချနေအရှင်ပြားသိတယ်မဟုတ်လားအဲကြောက်တုံးနဲ့တဲတဲပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒါကိုချရင် तू ကသူ့ကိုယ်သူတတိမထားမိတာတဲ့ तू မနဲ့ခရရ तू စေးတောက်ထားတယ် तू မိုက်ဂရိတ်နဲ့အတွက်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကတကယ်တမ်းမကြိုက်တဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်နေတာတကယ်တမ်းတိတိတသားကြီးတဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကအဲ့ချိန်မှာမမြင်ဘူးတဲ့အဲ့တော့ဘာဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့အဲ့အတန်နေရတဲ့ဟိုကြောက်တုံးချရင်ဒုံးဆိုရင်အထက်မှာဘုံပေါက်တယ်လို့ပဲလေသူ့စိတ်ထဲမှာဟိုရေလေးဖွာကနေဝဲအဲ့လိုဟိုအဖြစ်စိတ်ထဲမှာအတန်ကြီးအကျဲပဲဂျွမ်းကနေလည်းအဲ့လိုမျိုးဖြစ်တော့ဟိုစိတ်ကအရင်ဟိုဘယ်လိုခေါ်မလဲဒေါသကြောင့် sensitive ဖြစ်နေတယ်ပေါ့နော်ဟိုခန္ဓာကိုယ်နဲ့ပါနေတော့ဒါပေမဲ့ तू ဒါကို तू သတိထားမယ်ဆိုတော့ तू သတိထားကြည့်တယ်လေအဲ့တော့ဖြစ်တိုင်း तू စိတ်ကိုသတိထားတဲ့ဘက်ကိုပြန်ထားတယ်လေ तू တိလိုက်တယ်အော်စိတ်ကတုတ်ပြန်လိုက်တယ်သတိရှိလားသတိပြန်ထားလိုက်တယ်တော့ပြန်လိုက်ပြီတတိရှိလာတတိပြန်ထားလိုက်အဲ time ထဲနဲ့ပါတတိထားမိလဲဆိုတော့တတိကအကောင်းလာတယ်လို့ပဲအခုနအတန်နေကယော့ယော့လာတယ်လို့ပဲဒီဟာပဲတော့လုံနေတာချင်းတူ
အ
သားယော့ယော့လာ
object ကပြောင်းသွားတယ
်အ
ာစိတ်အားရှိလာတ
ယ် yeah စိတ်ကအားရှိလာတယ်ပြီးတော့သူအိပ်ပျော်သွားတယ်အိပ်ပျော်သွားတော့စိတ်ကအလုံးမလုံးမလားတော့သူနိုးလာတဲ့အချိန်မှာအဲ့အတန်ကြားတဲ့အချိန်မှာထိုတိလကောင်းပဲဒုံးကလေးအတန်နေမှာပြန်ကျဲနေဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒါစိတ်ဝင်စားစရာကောင်းတယ်လေသူ
ကတော့တဘောနမှန်တော့ရင်အာယုံကဒတိထားနေတယ်ဒတိကတက်လာ
Yeah so you notice that because the mind had the right attitude and it just kept coming back to the awareness and acknowledging that then the awareness gets stronger and then the whole perception is different yeah it's interesting this session
So yesterday was okay because samadhi established after I had the first day of meditation over the struggle and after I forced the mind to stay and not run away from what is. So, you know, stay and look at the aversion, look at the dosa. And the thing is then, when this is like that, I cannot separate watching mind or feeling. It's one mind, it's just like this. So I saw everything, I saw this very clearly, and I stayed and I stayed and I stayed and I really...
When you had chosen to go to the other side, you had to go to the other side, and you had to go to the other side, and you had to go to the other side, and you had to go to the other side. ที่ได้สิทธิ์ไปบ้ามาไม่เคยก็แค่เนี่ยลงนี่แ
หละ
โดนลง No need to be separate just need to make the effort yes that's good enough
and the result was that samadhi came and
samadhi pita
yeah
so when samadhi came then the aversion got less
yeah sure
you sure
yeah but the thing is then Samadhi came and Samadhi is always nice to have. Because
Samadhi Larona.
It's light. It's light and it is joyful, it has pity.
And
all this.
He says the hero has come.
Yeah, I come and so it's so light and very pleasant.
Yes,
very and the mind, and of course the mind enjoyed, but then the watching mind came really in because it was really... Yes, it was really interested to know, to see how did the mind came into this samadhi state, how?
Mm.
So then I reflected, yes, of course, the samadhi came because was this...
Because what you had been continuously trying to be mindful.
To be mindful, yes. Yes.
You didn't see at that time that you were trying to be mindful.
I didn't see, but I know. I have to stay. Otherwise... but the interest was how did samadhi develop? So the only thing I could, of course, with this mindfulness and the watching, but the second thing probably that this is also the right attitude.
Absolutely. More important than the awareness. Because if you had been having the wrong attitude and being aware, you would just have got more and more agitated, more and more angry.
But in the book, when awareness becomes natural, on page 22 or something.
Okay, what does it say?
It says right attitude.
Yes.
Right thought.
Right thought helps right attitude, yes.
No, but it says explicitly, says right attitude.
Right thought.
Right thought.
Right view.
And right view, right. So the three things, they make samadhi. But I cannot, for me, I was looking, why do we have these three components? For me, it's only one component is covering everything.
Which is that component?
Whatever. If it is right attitude, then right attitude, does it not conclude? This is my question. If it is right attitude, does right attitude not include
right thought, right view, and right thought. Yes.
Is it not
right? Right view, papi dampa lare.
Papi da, yes.
It's just.
You did it in my right, pa.
Yes. See, Ado says the important thing is that it's all right. Never mind what the words that accompany it.
Yeah, because it's right people. You did
it. One thing.
My no tongu kwe lai dale. It's out of my. The right view and right thought are part of the Noble Eightfold Path, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in layman terms, we speak and we say right attitude. But to have right attitude, you must have some right thought. At least some right thought or right view.
Because I could not discover the right thought.
the right thought go eche mama mienbu re ba right thought chi lo le
I don't know what
a thon ni da idea ga tu a the ma tu a lo lo ni bi da tu da ma mien da a ko che si tu a shi bi da tu na le ni tu na le ni le attitude a shi bi da
tu ba tu wa de ga da eche ma tu a let khan bi shu da ai de bo tha ma
ni a shi bi da tu ma mien da
So there can be many ways that right attitude, there can be many different right thoughts that can bring right attitude, right? So your right thought at that time was that you need to stay with this.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
yes. Okay. So you accepted it. So the acceptance is a big part of right attitude. You accepted and you stayed with it and you focused on what you needed to do. And you stopped fighting it, resisting it. You just tried to stay with it. That was the right attitude that the mind had.
Actually,
now he explains to you what he sees from what you have told him, what was in your mind. But the best thing is if you see yourself, because you were doing the work, but you didn't actually see how the mind was doing its work. And that's important to see.
Yes.
So now he sort of gives you some idea, and Seattle says, next time you'll come across this again. And every time you do, you can check your mind to see what is the right attitude that your mind is holding. Which part of the right attitude is it? Is it the acceptance? Is it the willingness to to be with it? Is it the willingness to see it with the right view? Which one is it? Yeah, Seattle says it's very important to hear our thoughts or see our thoughts, because all our thoughts are filled with our attitudes towards everything. So many thoughts we have about everything we see, and they're very quick, very fleeting, right? We make judgments about everything. All those judgments betray our attitude to everything. Some things we like, some things we don't like. All these little conversations our mind has with itself. They tell you all the attitudes our mind holds.
Yeah, I could very well. I mean, I was aware, of course, of the effort the mind is doing,
yes,
and of all this, and it was. How should I say? It was also so aware of defilements, of the slight defilements. It was aware, the mind was aware of defilements trying to come up. It could see that.
Tu kili tari tete chena tu tui are re da ma se ka mo di a lo me da lo me yo
pi ta yeah.
Yes, it's important to catch those little
ideas. this and so I could stay with it and watching what is. But still what sort of annoys me is that I cannot see that process, you know, when
the process come me allo se capo
gena vuoi il
processo te c'è nudo più ne hai lo già va vivo.
He says this is enough.
We
only see what the mind is able to see now. There's no need to want to see what the mind cannot see now.
Mm.
Because what we see now is enough for this mind to understand what it can understand. Yeah. He says, whenever we try to reach for something that's not here, he says that's lobha.
Mm.
Right?
Mm. Mm. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, good.
Not bad.
Yeah, I think I have two questions. So first, after the last question 2 days ago, I stopped letting go of thoughts and started observing them. And then I noticed that there's one species of thought that's actually a lot more prevalent than conceptual thinking, and that's music. Because I have this musical background also, so there's probably hours a day there's music playing.
Yeah.
And especially if there's no awareness of hearing.
Yeah.
And if I go out for a walk because of the...
Yeah.
That triggers music.
Okay.
And I find
atweri tu matono matono ma atweri nene na le mi la re or tu atweri a kolon alau chang ni ba mho de ka da the chin so re atweri a po mya re athu thapi atam ma cha re a chein ma lan sha win don a ra sait ko the chin o tadhi ya se le a lo
Yeah, so there's a question at the end of this. I find it pretty hard to be interested in that because it can be the same song for years. Oh. That's happened.
Same song.
Yeah. There's usually a couple of songs, but it can get pretty boring. But of course, I'm sure there's some minute difference.
So it says you can change the disc.
Yeah, sure. I actually do it sometimes that I try to coax another song.
Yeah, to cut the note.
But there's also a version because of...
Seattle says, again, object and the knowing, right? He says, the mind is thinking of a song, but the song is the concept in the thinking. What you... again want to recognize is the mind knows that the mind is thinking,
Yeah.
And that happens pretty, I think that happens.
Yeah,
that I feel like I have awareness of that, at least like background awareness.
Oh. Yes.
And if I bring direct awareness to it, then the song might die down, but it starts almost immediately.
It's okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a background exercise. If that's fine, then that's fine.
That's fine, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's another question, kind of like the rock throwing question,
mm-hmm.
that there's a nightly sound that makes it hard for me to sleep, and it's snoring. And I had a really bad situation on a previous retreat where I had to sleep actually here.
Right.
But now I think the situation is not so bad, and I have earplugs, and I kind of feel like that a perfectly equanimous being could sleep there. But for me, it's kind of like I lose maybe 15% of sleep or something, so it's not 15. So it's not very healthy in the long run. And,
no,
and there's this kind of like aversion bit that I try to just be there and be aware and feel the aversion.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't know if it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, there's very often somebody snoring in a room. Like it's happened to me probably on half of the retreats. So I don't know how to resolve this.
ไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอาไม่เอา
Yes. When our mind holds on to ideas, Seattle says it causes aversion. And the main idea that all, a lot of us have is that if we don't sleep, that we will be sick. Okay? So to alleviate that, Seattle assures you that if you don't sleep at night, you can sleep in the day, right? Okay? So,
don't worry,
but he
about
wants
this,
you...
Which is what I'm doing.
Yes. But he wants you to practice at night. And the way to practice is that you allow the sound to be sound. You just know that there is sound. And just, and if there's aversion, you know the aversion first, right? And when the aversion is gone, then you know the sound. Okay? So working first on the aversion and the sound without worrying that you're not going to get enough sleep. Okay, if you can just let that worry go. Yeah, so long as the mind isn't agitated, it can go to sleep even with the louder sounds around. Yeah. You know, so it's all in the mind. So you just want to be able to watch that aversion. Give yourself the chance to stay with it.
Yeah,
Seattle says many yogis come, well, universally, a lot of yogis have a problem with sounds that they don't like. Mm-hmm. You know, once the sound is something they don't like, then they think that the sound shouldn't be there. And Seattle's message is always to look at the aversion first, and when the aversion is gone, then to look at how the mind perceives the same sound. And that, so that we finally realize that it's never the sound that disturbs.
I kind of feel like I have an understanding of that, and it's actually how much I value the sleep that's the problem.
Because is that you?
What's that?
Sorry, you understand, but...
Because I have tinnitus also, and that's all right now. So I feel like I kind of understand what you're saying now.
Yes.
But the problem is that I value sleep so much that it's very hard to let go of that, probably.
Yes. How do you nale le together atanga tu ona shem pe yu sura ba so tu ma le ai na re ma a mye cha ne ata shi le le a ra tu thain lo ya le tu do da ma phi pe ne tu ai lo ya ro
idea
jo a ro da me tu nale le le tu ai ta o te a ye de ji tu ma tan bo tha ni lo tu pyatana phi ne da re
serious phi ne how
ba yes yes your mind is too serious about sleep, he said.
Okay. I'll report back
report
in 2 days.
We'll
see.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I had this, I've been having this question. I haven't had this retreat yet, but in the past, sometimes I will have, I don't know if they're actually insight or understanding, but it's like this thing where your mind's having these fireworks going off, explosion, like, oh, you get something, you have a realization. And oftentimes when I have that, what follows after that is like intense fear. And I've been trying to investigate why that comes, like, what is that from? And I noticed there's not an actual clear pattern I can see from the actual insight, like what triggers the fear, what doesn't. And I've been trying to understand where that fear comes from, like whether it's the feeling like the dissolving sense of self, and that's the fear, or what I think is more likely is happening is when the insight or the understanding happens, something gets, I don't know how to explain it, but kind of like gets unblocked. So the suppressed fear, the instinctual fear will come up, is what I think is might be happening. But I'm not quite sure, and I've been trying to figure out why that is. Like, why after an understanding insight...
So the insight's always about non-self?
Sorry?
The insight's always about non-self? About
the No. It's just like, sometimes I just have this understanding of something, and it's like, wow, you know, having this, you know, like that feeling like the... I don't know how to... Like the little fireworks off in your head, like, wow, I just realized something. It's really cool. And then sometimes the fear would follow it. And I always wonder, but it just seemed like the fear came from
and
nowhere.
There are no thoughts that accompany the fear that tell you what the fear is about.
No, it's just suddenly this intense fear that comes in. And I've always curious what that is. I've been trying to investigate it, and I can't figure out.
Do Emma do Nyan Pien, Nyan Pien do Chao Pese Win Win La Re Re Amia. When there's fear, it's always because the mind has thought of something that it thinks is frightening. So there is a thought that's gone through your mind that you haven't seen or you're not seeing, you know, so you need to notice your thoughts. Yeah. And if you don't notice the thought, never mind, Sarah says, just continue to notice the fear. The feeling. But remember that any fear comes because there is a thought of something the mind thinks is frightening.
Right. Yeah, I can't see the thought. And I don't know why it always happens after this insight or understanding.
Insight should banish fear.
Yeah.
The insight does not bring up fear. Insight is a separate process going on. The fear is a separate process. Yeah, Seattle says you need to name the insight. You need to name him the insight because, you know, sometimes we think that we're having an insight.
Right.
But maybe it's not an insight.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an insight. It just feels like this aha moment where like, oh, it's just a mind.
Yeah, sometimes it's just an experience. If we understand something, we should be able to name. Yeah, if we understand something, Seattle says, we will know what we understand. You know, we can at least name that understanding. But if we think we understand something, but we thought something was frightening, and we thought there was an understanding, we can get frightened by that.
Yeah.
For example, we have an experience and the mind thinks that, oh, that can be scary. So rather than believe that what you had was an insight followed by a fear, just name it what it was. Oh, fireworks went off in the mind, followed by fear. What related these two in? Just take it at face value. Mm-hmm. Don't give it a name.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
ตู้อสาเนี่ยตู้ပြောอย่างนั้นเนี่ยชุบเลยตู้รู้ไอ้ญาณပြောอย่างนี้บาญาณပြောมาตะบี้รออยู่เนี่ยตู้ก็ပြောเลยไอ้เนี่ยပြောเลยนะท่านมันตู้มาตะคู่ရှိတယ်ဖျက်ตู้อภัยไปတင်းเสียเนาะตู้มาสัตถมอายุရှိတယ်อ๋อตู้อาจารย์เนี่ยไอ้หลุမျိုးดําแม้ตู้ไม่ทิ้งနိုင်ยกเพียยกเพียตะคันนี่ปอตัดเลยอ๋อเออตู้มาไอ้หลุမျိုးฤทธิ์ရှိတော့ตะคันนี่ตะชุหาฤทธิ์ตู้
ဟုတ်တယ်ဘာလို့သူကညံဖြစ်တယ်ဆိုရင်ပြောပြမှာပေါ့ဟုတ်ကောင်းလေးလိုပဲလေအရှင်ဖျားတပည့်တော်ယောဂီလိုပြောတယ်ညံသူညံပြောတာသူ့ကိုသေချာပြောခိုင်းမှတကယ်တမ်းချက်တွေးနေတာဖြစ်
Okay, I'm on nothing. Sorry, just clarify. Yeah, it's fine, it's good. Yeah, talk about your report.
Oh, before what you were talking about.
Now you're saying what about what you said in China and in Burma when you were there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not scared of this fear. I'm not scared of it. I'm just curious why that happens. Mm. It's so strange. I don't see it as a negative thing at all. Oh. And yeah, it's fine. It's actually really interesting, but I'm just curious. You know, something
not seeing everything.
Yeah.
So not knowing what's happening.
That's why
it's what.
Fear.
Yeah.
If you know clearly,
you won't have fear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Last one. So, one day I was a little bit curious about how the mind creates the concept.
Mm.
And I was lying down on the sofa and there was quite peaceful time and so there was not much happening and the mind was mostly knowing that the seeing is happening and the senses are happening, basically the hearing, and that was quite steady.
Yeah.
And then after some time, the mind recognized sound, that it, of course, it recognized there was somebody walking.
Yeah.
And immediately the concept arose in the mind that a man or a woman is coming, a person is coming. And then the mind starts to expect, because I was just seeing in front of me, but the sound was on the side, so the mind was starting to pay attention to the seeing and expecting that object to arise. And then on the very, very side of the sort of peripheral vision, the mind recognized an object that it could quickly decide that this is a woman or is this a man. That decision came very quickly. And then right after that, the mind then started to label it as one of the yogis. It always wanted to make it immediately as someone I recognize.
Yeah. Mm.
And then there was interesting to see when the person appeared to the kind of vision where it's been seen and looked clearly, whether that was correct or wrong. And it was about 50% of time it was correct. Already with that very little information that was seen with the side of the eye. And but it was shocking actually to see sometimes as the person was totally different and it had the concept in the mind had already been formed.
အဲ့တော့ရပရိုဆက်ဆိုမြင်တာပေါ့သူကအဲ့ဒါကိုလေ့လာနေတာပြီးဘယ်စိတ်ကဘလို့ပြညာလဲလို့သူသိကြလို့သူကဒီနားလောက်ဆိုရင်မမြင်သေးဘူးเนาะစိတ်ကအဲ့မမြင်လောက်တဲ့ဟာကိုလောက်တာเนาะဒီဟာယောက်ျားလားမိန်းမလားဘယ်ယောဂီလဲတော့နာမည်တတ်ချင်တယ်ချစ်ချင်းတတ်ချင်တယ်တဲ့အဲ့တတ်ပြီးွားပြီเนาะသူထင်တယ်လောက်ကိုတတ်ပြီးွားပြီအဲ့ဒါကိုဒါပြီးတော့သူကဒီကိုကြည့်နေဒီကိုလာဖို့လဲစောင့်နေပါ Obama was saying, "Ngase yagai no like a man, ngase yagai."
No, I'm not. 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 I
Yeah, this is important to see how the mind, you know, does that. That whole process of wanting to identify, making its decision, even though it has not enough information, but it's already done it. Right? Exactly. Yeah, it wants to. Yeah.
Yeah, and cannot stop also.
So you're seeing this as a function of the mind, yeah? Not something that we need to stop. It's just the work of perception.
Exactly.
It's always working.
Yeah,
it's important to see how it uses the function of perception, which is a reality, but it's created a concept for us, right?
Exactly.
And you can see the difference between the reality that works and Sarah says, like, even simple things like walking. Simple thing like walking, that in every step, the mind has already calculated the distance it wants to move the foot, not like the distance it wants, just per foot, like how it wants to put the foot down, you know, how far it wants to reach, how much pressure it wants to use. It's already calculated everything so quickly, and it's taking step after step, but every step is considered by the mind already. And yeah, when it considers wrong, then you have missteps or you trip and stuff like that. But most of the time, it's taken everything in.
Yeah.
Interesting,
no?
Yeah, when we see the nature of the mind, then, you know, cause and effect is so clear. Anatta is so clear. Yeah. Yes.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes, you said to another yogi that when he was observing, when he had a lot of aversion, you said he would start getting a handle of it before he start throwing in questions. He should start observing it and get a handle of it before he starts using questions. And I'm wondering if he could elaborate about that, because I'm thinking sometimes I can use some questions when it's a really strong situations, like, is this really true? Can I be sure this is true? And that might help me in the strong situation before I have a handle on it, for example. So sometimes I find questions to be helpful in strong situations before I got a hand of it.
Yeah. The chuhari ate pin tai kwa nan nan megon me bro sik ko nan nan settle down phi ang lou pi ma shu bo a shin phi a di ma cha taim ma pin tan naw shu pi ma me bo mo yi shong
yeah
that's it, just depends on the yogi.
Okay,
different doses.
No,
I want formula ma ho.
Yes, it's not a formula, right? We see the situation.
Nya dama cha naw nyan ni ne sa lai pi twa bi.
Yeah, sometimes Seattle says, if the mind has enough wisdom, then you just remind it of its wisdom, and that can help.
Mm.
And sometimes you need So wisdom can come.
Wisdom of tamari.
Samadhi can come from two sources. Wisdom can bring samadhi. You think of something in the right way, the mind is balanced, right? It's settled. So that's some wisdom bringing samadhi. Mindfulness can also bring samadhi, right? Just being mindful continuously settles the mind. Yeah, so what is that yogi's like natural ability, or what is their usual way of working? If the mind doesn't have in the moment for that situation not enough wisdom to settle the mind, then you need to be mindful. Settle the mind first before it starts thinking, because thinking, we're not trying to solve the problem, we're trying to understand the nature of what's happening, right? So, yeah.
Okay, it's clear. Yes. Thank you.